我哋接住落嚟系读经嘅时间，今日读经嚟自诗篇第七十三篇第一到第三节，十三到第二十六节。
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm chapter 73, verses 1 to 3 and 13 through 26.
我哋会一齐读，我哋会先用广东话，然后用英文读出。
We read this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
诗篇第七十三篇第一节，我一齐读出。神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人，至于我，我的脚几乎失闪，我的脚闪些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，又心怀不平，我的心徒然洗手，表明无辜。因为我终日遭难，每早晨受惩治。我若说我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的众子。我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实在为难。等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了，怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了，也照样轻看他们的形象。因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺。我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如失畜类一样。然而我常与你同在，你挽着我的右手。你要以你的訓言引導我，以後必接我到榮耀裡。除你以外，在天上我有誰呢？除你以外，地上我也沒有所愛慕的。我的肉體和你的心腸衰殘，但神是我心裡的力量，又是我的福分，直到永遠。
Psalm 73. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I am almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper, despite their wickedness. Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason?I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I try to understand why the wicked prosper, but what a difficult task it is. Then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path,and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. Then I realized that my heart was bitter, and I was all torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you.Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny, whom I have in heaven but you. I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever.
今日乔牧师所讲的讲到的题目是对信心的攻击。
The title of Pastor Wilson's sermon today is An Assault on Faith.
儿童亦都可以到下边去崇拜。
Children may now be quietly dismissed for children's worship.
If you're familiar with Matthew chapter 6, Jesus teaches us about prayer.
咁如果你去對馬太福音第六章係好熟嘅時候咧，你會記得嗰度係講到耶穌點樣教我哋祈禱。
You don't mind if you hit slide two on, and in one of those verses in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:13, one line, Jesus says this: "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil."
喺馬太福音第六章第十三節主禱文裏邊，其中一句佢話。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
You see, that's talking about the times in our lives when things are tough, when there's a battle going on.
咁其实讲到喺我哋人生里边有一个争战，有一个困难嘅时间。
And what the psalmist here is doing is he's sharing his experience about that time of real struggle in his life.
咁呢個詩人喺頭先講嘅詩篇裏邊講到嘅就係話喺佢嘅生命裏邊嘅掙扎。
And what was he tempted about? He was tempted to relish or envy the prosperity of the wicked.
佢其實就好似係講緊佢係羨慕或者妒忌緊其他人一個好亨通嘅生命。
He was tempted to go down a downward spiral, a unhealthy path to doubt.Of God's goodness.
佢其實就係行緊一條路，就係話去質疑緊神係咪一個好嘅神。
Faith slide three. Yeah, you know, temptation is a situation that brings out something in us that's bad.
試探係乜嘢咧？就係試探，就係話將我哋心裏邊一啲唔好嘅嘢帶出嚟。
You know, brings out your flaws.
去帶出我哋嘅缺點。
There's something in your life that you realize as this happens that you're not happy with.
在你生命裏面有些事你是不喜歡、不開心的。
And then you're tempted to do something about it, and it leads you downward, a downward spiral into sin.
你嘗試去做一些事對付這些事，但是反之你令到你是會去犯罪。
Now according to that one line of the Lord's Prayer, there are two sides to temptation.
根據剛才所說的主禱文那句的說話，其實試探有兩方面。
And I think you could pick that out, you know, as you've just read Matthew 6:13.What's the first part?
第一部分是什么呢?
Right, obviously, right? What's the first part? Lead us not into temptation.
第一部分就是什么?就是说不叫我们遇见试探。
And the second part?
第二部分呢?
Deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Right, Jesus was instructing his followers on prayer when he said that.
耶稣去指示他的门徒怎样祈祷。
And so what does that mean?
咁呢句説話係咩意思咧？
Well, it means on first hand, the first part, help me with the evil inside me.
第一就係話去幫助我哋裏邊我哋嗰個惡。
See James 1:14, as you could see up there, it says, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire."
喺雅各書第一章十四節，佢咁樣講嘅話，但個人被試探，乃是被自己的私欲牽引誘惑的。
Now there's another side.To temptation.
And that's 試探的另一方面是什麼呢?
Using that one line in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil.
是不叫我們,救我們脫離凶惡。
And again, that's an obvious meaning, right? When I'm assaulted, you know, from the outside, Lord, help me with that. I'm being assaulted from the outside.
就是說當我們外面是被外面的惡去攻擊的時候,我們求神去幫助我們。
So let's break that down further to have a better understanding of these two sides of temptation.
我哋用啲時間去嘗試理解下呢兩方面係講啲乜嘢嘅咧。
Obviously, there's a variety of temptations. I'm going to break it down into two more subcategories. One is scandalous temptations.
當然，試探有好多個方面，但係我哋嘗試將佢細分成兩部分。第一部分就係話會引發到一啲嘅醜聞嘅。
Right, you're tempted to embezzle.You know, embezzle money from your employer.
例如係你嘗試喺你嘅僱主裏邊去盜取金錢、挪用金錢。
That's scandalous, right? Or scandalous temptation is like, you know, have an affair, somebody else's spouse.
又或者係你有婚外情。
Right, those are scandalous temptations, right?
呢啲會引發醜聞嘅。
But I'm going to focus on the less obvious temptations.
但我想去專注喺話一啲比較。微細我哋唔係咁易察覺到嘅試探。
And the less obvious temptations is what you see here in the Psalm 73.
嗰方面就係喺詩篇七十三篇所度提到嘅。
It leads to emotional sins of bitterness, envy, social sins. You know what social sins? When you mistreat someone.
就會引致到我哋有苦毒，我哋會有妒忌，或者我哋對人係唔適當咁樣去對待人。
Let me throw in another one of these subtle temptations, worldliness.
例如係俗世。
Worldliness sneaks up on you. It's a subtle temptation.
俗世唔係我哋咁容易察覺到，但係會嚟到去襲擊你。
And you know, worldliness usually is not seen as an actual backsliding into obvious sin.
俗世一般嚟讲，唔系话俾我哋睇到咁容易，我哋会再犯一啲好明显嘅罪。
One person puts like this: worldliness is quote unquote sleepiness, sleepiness of the soul.
有人咁样讲话，俗世其实就好似你嘅灵魂系瞓着咗一样。
And you know what worldliness is? Basically, your status, your pleasures, your comforts, your cares of the world—they appear appealing, solid, vivid to you.
俗世是什么呢？讲到你的地位，讲到你的享乐，你的舒适，对你来讲，这些是对你很好的，觉得。
And at the very same time, the truths of the Bible, you know what they appear to you now? Abstract. Irrelevant. Doesn't matter.
同时间圣经里面的真理对你来讲已经好像很抽象，对你来讲已经没什么关系，不再那么重要了。
Do you see the danger of worldliness? Truths from God's word, they don't grip your heart. Doesn't matter.
这个神圣经的真理不再去捉住你的心，你不觉得重要。
That's a temptation. Temptation worldliness. It comes in a couple of ways. First, there's a temptation of being a workaholic.
这个俗世的试探有几方面可以来到。第一就好像说你是一个工作狂。
See, you're overabsorbed. You're going overboard. Overabsorbed in your career. Or overabsorbed in preparing for your career.
就是说你将你的完全的整个人都是全部浸淫在你那个你的你的工作上面，你自己那个事业的上面。
And as you evaluate your life is dominated by that.
你当你去检视下你的生命的时候，你整个的生命其实就只是关于你的事业。
Or secondly, worldliness can take the form of over love of leisure, of advocation, of hobby.
俗世的另一方面就是说你很专注于怎样去享乐，怎样去知道自己有一个舒适的生活，甚至乎你一些的兴趣。
Right, every spare time, every spare moment, you go to the hobby.
你有任何嘅时间，你都去到去发展，去浸淫喺嗰个兴趣嘅上边。
And then there are more obvious forms of worldliness, you know, materialism, overconcern with relationships, popularity, physical appearance, social status, emotional dependence on a person or group, anxiety and worry.
熟悉其他方面就系话讲到你嘅地位，讲到你。怎样去知道自己觉得舒服，甚至乎是你有忧虑，你过分去依赖其他人，过分在个关系的里面太注重一个关系。
By the way, it's just as a sidebar, excessive worry is just a worldly mindset.
这个过分的忧虑其实就是你熟悉的那个思想。
It's a worldly mindset under stress. That's what worry is.
这个熟悉的思想叫我们去成日都在这个压力的下面。
And Matthew 6, Jesus links worldliness with anxiety.
在马太福音第六章，耶稣其实将这个熟悉和忧虑是连结在一起。
Again, I got to move on, but these are all types of subtle temptations leading to a sinful behavior.
这些其实全部都是不是我们这么显眼可以看得到的试探，但是会引致到我们会有犯罪。
And they're deadly to you. Deadly to your soul. You know why? Because it inclines a person towards sins of omission and commission.
这些都会引致到我们犯罪，不单止是我们应做的，而是一些我们不应做的我们都做。
Right, because when you're caught up with these subtle temptations, you leave things undone that God wants you to do.
当你是这些被这些试探去胜过的时候，你就会有一些神叫你做，但是你没做到。
And you purposely break God's commands because you want to do what you want to do.
同时间你又会特登 去犯神的律法，因为你只是想做自己想做的事。
Do you see the danger? You have just a light sense of God's holiness. It doesn't matter.
你对于神的圣洁你不再去那么注重。
You have a light sense of obligation to God. You know, He's the Lord.
你对于你去向神应付的责任你都不再去重视。那个你说他是你的主，但你都不再去觉得重要。
Now again, that's one side of the equation. right? In the Lord's Prayer, right? What's the other side? Was deliver us from evil. That we, you know what that means? There are flagrant kinds of evil that tempt us.
救我们脱离凶恶有乜嘢呢？ 其实有很多的凶恶、罪恶的东西，其实会去引诱我们。
Let me expand or explain that in illustration. Let's say you're in a city, in a town, and there's an invading army coming. They're going to kill you.
例如是你在一个城市或者一个镇的里面，在外面有个军队要来入侵，要去杀你了。And
you start, you know, maybe you don't regularly pray, but now you're praying. Lord, deliver us from evil. They're coming. They're right on top of us.
可能你平时不会祈祷，但系你而家咧就即刻好急咁样祈祷话，求神去救我哋脱离呢个困境啦。And
you're tempted to what when they come and starting pillage the village, pillage the town. You're tempted to lose faith.
当嗰啲人嚟到去抢掠你嘅城镇嘅时候，你开始去失去你嘅信心。And
you start saying to yourself, God doesn't know what He's doing. Look what's happening.
你话神，你有冇睇到佢哋做紧啲乜嘢啊？
How can this tragedy happen to me?
话呢个咁嘅悲剧点解可以发喺发生喺我身上边咧
？God, don't you know what I've done for you? I deserve better.
话神啊，唔通你唔知我为你做咗几多嘢咩？ 我应该唔应该去遇到呢啲咁嘅事嘅
？Of course, that's a illustration. It happens in parts of the world. Here's another thing that maybe is closer to home. An illustration. Think of a time when someone did something nasty to you.
另一个例子就系话去谂下，有啲人去对你做一啲唔好嘅嘢
，right? Like taking credit at work that you deserve, they took it from you.
譬如喺工作里边有人抢走咗你嘅功劳
，and you're tempted to what? Do them bad.
你咧想去报仇
，in other words, punch back harder.
又咧双倍奉还
，give them a double dose.
双倍嘅对付翻佢哋
，right? That's again deliver. Me, Lord, from evil.
他说叫神去救我脱离这个凶恶.
See, knowing how to battle these temptations through prayer is very important.
所以我们要知道怎样去对付这些试探，是用祈祷去对付.
And that's most of the sermon today is how. How then do you pray when you're embattled?
我们今天想讲的就是说，在这个争战的里面，我们怎样祈祷？
I don't know if you've noticed, I preached on this passage before in 2015, but my emphasis was different. Today, I'd like you to focus on how do you pray when you're embattled?
咁喺几年前我都讲过呢一段经文，咁今日我哋想专注喺就系话我哋点样祈祷。
How do you pray when you feel like there are bad things inside you and there are bad things outside you?
就系当你发现你喺你嘅入边同埋喺外边都有啲坏嘅嘢、凶恶嘅嘢，咁你点样祈祷咧
？And you're spiraling down. You're confused. You don't know what to do.
你觉得好混乱，你唔知点样做
？And Psalm 73 shows us a case study, a struggling person, and shows you specifically how to use prayer to combat the spiritual assaults on your faith.
诗篇73篇就系俾一个例子，当我哋喺呢个争战嘅里边，我哋点样去用祈祷去对付
？Did you notice the phrase again? Doesn't really come out in the New Living Translation, which is more of a simplified English. But as if you have an NIV or ESV version, it says as. But as for me is repeated four times through the psalm.
咁喺中文里边有一句说话重复咗四次，就系呢个词就系话至于我。
And it's a device used by the psalmist to confess his error.
呢个就系诗人去用呢个字咧，去讲到佢自己去认罪，讲到自己嘅错误。
He says in the psalm, "My feet had almost slipped," meaning that nearly turned away from the righteous way.
佢讲到就话我嘅脚几乎闪失，嘅意思就系话咧，我已经去转离咗，唔行喺神嘅里边。
And by his own admission, the psalmist nearly loses his foothold and could have suffered a monumental fall in his spiritual life.
诗人话佢去差唔多失脚，以致佢会跌倒喺呢个属灵嘅生命上边去跌倒。
And so, according to the psalm, what caused that?
咁根据呢个诗篇系乜嘢促使佢咁样发生咧？
A shift in his thinking, a shift in his focus.
就系佢嘅思想，佢嘅专注嘅地方已经转移咗。
Start to doubt God.
開始懷疑神。
From God's goodness to the righteous.
佢懷疑神對正直嘅人係良善。
And started to doubt that as he saw the prosperity of the wicked.
當佢睇到惡人係亨通嘅時候，佢就懷疑神。
Why should people who disregard God be the recipients of goodness more so than people who trust Him?
點解嗰啲唔理神嗰啲人否定神嘅人，反而去得到咁多好嘅嘢，而嗰啲對神係忠心嘅人，佢哋唔會得到咧
？That was a troubling question in Asaph's mind, in the psalmist's mind.
呢個就係話喺亞撒佢寫呢個詩篇嘅心裏邊所諗嘅嘢。
And that's our struggle at times as well.
呢個亦都係我哋不時會發生嘅。
You see, Psalm 73 is an important prayer for you because we all doubt God's goodness.
詩篇七十三篇對我嚟講，亦都係一個好重要嘅祈禱，因為我哋每一個人都曾經懷疑過神。
And verse 1 explicitly tells us the psalmist has faith. He certainly believes in God.
第一節特別講到話，其實呢個詩人係相信神，係將佢信心擺喺神。
And what makes this psalm so popular is that he's honest. He's honest with his struggle. It's a wisdom psalm.
呢、这個詩篇點解咁出名咧？呢個係一個智慧嘅詩篇，因為佢呢個詩人對於自己嘅掙扎，佢好坦白咁樣承認。
Because what he was seeing, what he was experiencing in life disturbed him, and it should disturb us.
因為佢喺生命裏邊去睇到嘅，佢經歷到嘅，其實都係喺度去攪擾住佢。同樣嘅，我哋都應該會係俾呢啲嘢去影響。
And he started to contemplate, if God is in control of things, the plans of the wicked should flounder.
他說如果神是有控制的事，即是掌權的時候，這些壞人不應該要這麼亨通的。
The godly should prosper, but how come the wicked are prospering?
那些屬神的人應該才會有一個很好的生命，為什麼反而這些惡人會這麼亨通呢？
Right, we see scoundrels getting rich.
我哋睇到嗰啲去亵渎神嘅人，反而佢哋会有财富。
Cruel people getting away with evil deeds。
残暴嘅人，佢哋唔需要为佢哋所做嘅嘢去负责。
There are utterly degenerate people who are well paid and sought after by the world。
呢啲坏人反而系会得到一啲好好嘅回报，佢哋被世界去推崇。
Their skills or their entertainment value supersedes the lack of their moral integrity, moral character.
啲人注重嘅只係佢哋嗰個技能，佢哋點樣去娛樂大眾，而唔再專注喺佢哋嗰個墮落嘅品格上面。
Cruel dictators get away with suppressing people.
嗰啲獨裁者唔需要為佢哋壓制人民呢啲咁嘅行為去負責。
You see, the immoral types in the world get ahead in the world.
那些沒品德的人反而是在世界的更加高的階層裡面。
Those who take advantage of naive people prosper.
那些去找人著數去欺壓其他人的時候，反而他們得到亨通。
And so the psalmist is struggling with that.
這個詩人就在這些事情上面去掙扎。
Look again at what he says in verse 13. Faith, if you could...Slide back to verse 13 for us.
再次看看第十三節，他說什麼呢？
It says there again, Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence all day long. I have been afflicted and every morning brings new punishments.
他說我實在徒然潔淨了我的心，徒然洗手表明無辜，因為我終日遭災難，每日每早晨受懲治。
See, that's one half of his frustration.One half of what's gone wrong in his life.
呢個只不過佢嘅掙扎嘅其中一半。
And what he's saying in that portion is, I've been trying to live a good life.
佢所講嘅就係話，我嘗試去過一個正當嘅生活。
Right, I kept my hands pure. I'm keeping my heart pure.
我嘗試去使到自己嘅手同埋心都係潔淨嘅。
He's basically saying, I'm living a good life.
佢話我過緊一個正直嘅生活。
I'm devoted to God.
我係向神去委身。
I'm loving my neighbor as myself.
我爱过我的邻舍，好似我爱自己一样。
I'm helping the poor. I'm telling the truth.
我去帮助贫困嘅，我去讲呢个真理。
I'm living this life and everything is going wrong.
我过紧一个生活，当过一个正直嘅生活，当其他人都系做错嘅时候。
And he says, all day long I've been afflicted. And every morning, he says, brings new punishments.
他說, 我終日都遭災難, 每一日都好像受到懲罰一樣。
Right, obviously bad things are happening to him.
沒錯, 可能是對他來說有些壞的事發生。
Now he doesn't spell out what's happening, but you know it's bad.
他沒有去逐字逐字說出有些什麼壞的事發生, 但是很明顯是有些壞的事在他生命上。
And do you see the irony here as you compare verse 13 with the very first verse?
你有沒有看到第13節相對於第1節的對比呢?
Right, verse 1, he says, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
第1節他說神實在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
But then, as you just read, verse 13, he says, I've been pure. You know, basically, I've been pure in heart, but everything's gone wrong. Why is God letting this happen?
而第13節他說, 我已經去使到我的心、我的手都去潔淨, 但是為什麼有這樣的事會發生在我身上呢?
And if that was just one part of his problem, what's the other part?
那他另一個問題是什麼呢?
Verse 3, I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
第三節他說我見惡人狂傲人享平安。
You know, for the sake of time, I didn't include verses 4 to 12, but I summarized it for you, and that's on slide 5.
我沒有時間去講第4節到12節,但我嘗試去總括了它。
And in a nutshell, verses 4 to 12 says this, he's looking at people around him, right? What does he see?
4至12節他在看他周圍的人,他看到什麼呢?
Again, talking about the prosperity of the wicked, their bodies are sleek. The pride and violence is their necklace. They are not stricken like the rest of humankind. They scoff and they speak with malice. These are the wicked. Always at ease, they increase in riches.
他說所以驕傲如鏈子戴在他們的頸項上，強暴像衣裳遮住他們的身體。他們讥笑人，憑惡意說欺壓人的說話。他們說話自高。他說看看這些惡人，他們既然是常享安逸，財寶便加增。
You see the irony? He's saying, I'm trying to live a pure life. Everything's gone wrong for me. And he sees other people who are corrupt, abusive, ruthless, greedy. They're having a great life.
他說我嘗試過一個正直正當的生活，但是這些惡人，他們壞人做壞事，反而他們是得到好處，得到強盛。
And then, here's the key, verse 2. Faith, if you could slide back to verse 2. My feet had almost slipped. I nearly lost my foothold.
然後第二節他說，至於我，我的腳幾乎失閃，我的腳險些滑跌。
See, in the Bible, that's a key phrase. To lose your foothold is pretty serious.
在聖經來講，他講到他的腳去失閃的時候，就即是話他沒有一個立足的地方，是很嚴重的。It's
a metaphor, right? Obvious reasons, right? Because, hey, if you fall down steps, hit your head, you're dead.
這是一個比喻，就是說好像你跌倒，撞到頭的時候，你可以真的就這樣就死了。
For those of you who like to climb mountains, hey, you slip, fall off the cliff, what happens? You're dead.
如果你喜歡爬山的時候，你在懸崖邊的時候去滑跌，跌落山，你就死了。
And if you did a word study on foothold in the Old Testament, you'll find out that metaphor is saying what? Spiritual destruction.
如果你看聖經去查考，講到這個腳去失閃，跌倒的時候，講到就是說你的屬靈的生命是受到毀滅。
See, this is temptation. He's starting to lose his grip. Losing his grip on the righteous life.
這個試探去引誘到他，開始去不再去能夠捉緊他那個公義、正直的生活。
And the reason is he's envying the arrogant.
原因就是說他妒忌那些狂傲的人。
Envy is a problem. It's a problem in the 21st century in modern America.
嫉妒在今日的社會，21世紀的社會依然是一個問題。
You know, if you analyze advertisement, it's all envy.
如果你看下出面的廣告的時候，其實全部都關於是嫉妒。
What's the advertisement saying? You need this. You better get it.
那些廣告說什麼呢？說你需要這件事，你應該要去買這件事。
Right, we're so used to this that we don't really see envy as a problem.
我們很習慣了，不再覺得嫉妒是一個問題。
But that wasn't so way back.
The ancients viewed it as one of the seven deadly sins.
但以前嘅人唔係咁樣諗，佢哋話嫉妒係七大罪之中嘅其中一個。
And you know why? What is envy?
嫉妒係乜嘢咧？其實
envy is wanting somebody else's life.
嫉妒就係話你想有別人嗰個生命。
See, do you know what that does to you?
你知唔知呢樣嘢會捉咗誒，使到你會變成點咧
？It sucks the joy out of your life.
就話將你生命嗰種嘅喜樂都完全去吸乾。
The life you actually have that's precious, it'll suck the joy out of your life.
你嗰個好寶貴嘅生命，呢個嫉妒將你入邊嘅喜樂全部去吸乾。
And it also undermines the impetus that you have for living your life well.
同樣嘅，佢削弱咗促使你去過一個好好嘅生活嗰種嘅動力。
Because you know what happens when you're into envy? I'd like to have his life or her life.
當你喺呢個嫉妒嘅裏邊嘅時候，你就話我想有嗰個人嗰個生活生命。
You know, these other kinds of lives, that's what I want.
佢嗰種嘅生活我就想要啦。
And then you start to say, Why God? Don't I have that?
跟住你就會問神點解我冇佢嗰種嘅生命咧？
Slide 6. That's envy.
嗰係嫉妒。
Sucks the life out of you.
將你嘅生命去吸乾。
Sucks the joy out of you.
將你嘅喜樂都吸乾。
And you know what it does? In the end, it makes you a very hard person.
最後使你成為一個剛硬嘅人。
Because do you see the spiral down? You become more self-absorbed, more cynical, more skeptical of others.
你睇咩都點樣？你嘅生命去走下坡咧，就係話你開始去粉世嫉俗，開始去質疑其他人、懷疑其他人、妒忌其他人。
And if you know any cynical, self-absorbed types, they're miserable people. They're miserable to be around.
呢啲粉世嫉俗嘅人，佢哋嘅生命係覺得好苦毒。喺佢嘅周圍，你都會感受到佢嘅苦毒。
And that's what it means to lose your foothold. That's the metaphor.
就係話你失足嗰個意思就係咁樣。
It's not only to spiral down into things like envy and anger.
唔單止係只係你去到進入一個嫉妒憤怒嘅地步。
If you combine verses 1 and 13, it's basically saying God says the psalmist, "You're supposed to be good to the pure in heart, but I've been pure in heart, and you're not good to me."
如果你將第一同埋第三十三節夾埋一齊睇嘅時候，個詩人就係話。神，你應該對一啲清心嘅人係好好嘅。我已經係清心嘅啦，我已經係清潔嘅。咁但係點解你神你唔對我唔好嘅咧
？You see the danger of losing the foothold？
你睇唔睇到呢個失足嗰個危險咧
？Because maybe he says, "Forget you, God. Forget it."
因為你會諗話神啊，我唔再你啦，我唔再去做你叫我做嘅嘢。
That's dangerous. And maybe you know people who have kind of done that.
可能你都認識過有啲人係咁樣。
That's the situation in Psalm 73.
呢個就係七十三篇佢所講個情況。
You spiral into despair.
你開始進入一個絕望嘅處境。
You spiral down into a spiritual depression.
你進入到呢個屬靈嘅黑暗、屬靈嘅低潮嘅裏邊。
And it just makes you doubt that God is good.
你使到懷你。呢樣嘢使到你去懷疑神究竟係咪好嘅咧
？It's a very common struggle。
呢個係一個好平常我哋會見到嘅掙扎。
Because many of you are saying, "Why should I sacrifice and follow God with my life?"
因為我哋會問，我哋點解要去犧牲去跟隨神咧
？Why should I struggle？
點解要有咁嘅掙扎咧
？Well, faith's a battle。
信心信仰嘅生活其實係一個爭戰。
And this kind of despair。Is common amongst Christians.
呢種咁嘅掙扎喺基督徒嚟講，其實唔係少見嘅。
So what's the solution?
咁嘅辦法解決嘅辦法喺邊度咧
？How do you resolve this? When life seems to be a battle, and you got temptation on the inside and evil on the outside, how do you get through it?
當你嘅生命喺一個爭戰嘅裏邊，喺你嘅生命裏，你心中有。試探外邊又有凶惡嘅事情嘅時候，你點樣去對付咧
？As I said before, the answer is a kind of prayer, and verse 16 and 17 is the turning point of this problem.
好像我之前所讲的那个解决的办法就是一个祈祷，在16和17节是一个转捩点。
Verse 16 and 17 says basically this: when I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply until I entered the sanctuary of God.
他说我思索怎么明白这事，眼看实是为难，等我进了神的圣所。
Then I understood.
然后我就会明白。
You see, before verse 17, when the psalmist speaks, God is spoken in the third person. It's God, God, God. It's not you, you, or I. It's God, God, God.
你睇到第十七节之前，佢不断所讲嘅就系讲用第三身去讲，话神啊，神啊，唔系话对你啊，你啊咁样。
But right after verse 17, there's a shift. It's all in the first person. God is spoken of in the first person, intimate.
而在十七节之后呢，一个转变就是说去向神是一个第一身的这样形容，是一个很亲切的对话。
You, God, placed me on slippery ground. You, God, cast me to ruin. I am always with you.
他说你实在将我安在这个滑地，使到我掉在这个沉沦之中，但是我常与你同在。
It's very important. Do you see the turning point?
你看到这个转变呢？
I went into the sanctuary.
他说我进入到这个圣所。
What does that mean?
他的意思是什么呢?
Going into the sanctuary. It meant Old Testament. Remember, context, Old Testament. There's Old Testament. You go to Jerusalem. There's only one temple. You go to the temple in Jerusalem. Only one temple back then.
记得在这个旧约的圣经时代，进入到圣所就是说去到耶路撒冷那个圣殿的里面。
And I participate in the temple worship in Jerusalem.
然后我在这个殿里面去敬拜，参与这个敬拜。
Again, we live in the 21st century, so you and I have a misconception here. You know, when we think enter the sanctuary, oh, yeah, I go to Manhattan. You know, I see these...huge cathedrals like St. Bartholomew's, you know, on Park Avenue. I go in there and stained glass windows and I marvel.
好似喺我哋二十一世纪，我哋谂到话进圣所嘅时候，就可能谂到啊，去曼哈顿其中一啲大嘅教堂啊，坐喺入边去睇下嗰啲嗰啲有颜色嘅玻璃窗，哇，好靓啊！去。
You know, I got a little quiet time, pray to God there. No, that's not what it says in the text.
然后又说可能安静坐低下做个祈祷，但是这个不是这样讲，这个圣经这里不是这样形容这件事。
He doesn't say, I just went into a sanctuary. He says, I went into the sanctuary of God.
他不是只是说进到圣所，而是进到神的圣所。
That's the temple in Jerusalem.
这个就是耶路撒冷那个殿。
And if You were an Israelite, you went to the temple, what did you do? You participated in the full range of prayer.
如果你是一个犹太人，在这个以色列的人的里面，你进到这个圣所，你做什么呢？就是说你要有很多的敬拜的程序，你会去祈祷，很多的祈祷。
You would participate in praise and singing, right? That's adoration. We know that in adoration part of prayer, right?
你有一部分就会去唱诗，去赞美神。
Then he would have participated in the confession of sin, right? The confessional part of prayer.
然后有祈祷就是说讲到你要认罪。
And then you go down the line, all the elements are there, prayer and worship.
然后继续有很多不同的部分讲到祈祷怎样敬拜。
And so let me ask you, what do all those elements of prayer and worship, what do they do?
其实这些这么多的不同的祈祷敬拜的程序有什么用呢？
They bring you into what? The presence of God.
就是将你带到去神的同在的里面。
See, instead of thinking about God, when you're participating, you're involved. You deal with God.
当你这样敬拜的时候，不单止你是想着神，而是说你在里面去当中的时候，你是面对神。
Right before he goes into the sanctuary of God, he's just thinking, why is God allowing this to happen?
当你进入这个圣所之前，你去想啊，为什么神让这些事情发生？
When you're participating in prayer and worship, you're involved, right? You deal with God, you're meeting God.
而当你在这个祈祷、在这个敬拜的过程中去参与的时候， 你是跟神去面对面，你是跟神去相处。
It's not just thinking.
不是只是去想。
So in light, you say, in light of who you are, God, you are God. This is, now I ask why is this happening to me? But I'm in your presence.
因为你在神的同在里面，你看到神就是神，你不再开始问为什么这些会发生。
How should I be feeling about this?
你去想我应该去怎样去面对这些处境。
Do you see where this is the turning point? Until I went into the sanctuary of God, says the psalmist. I was confused. I was bitter. Then, I understood.
他诗人说，当我进入神的圣所之前，我觉得很混乱，我不明白。但是我入了圣所之后，我开始去明白了。
That's why prayer and worship is so important. If you're missing that, you can't get out of the downward spiral.
所以祈祷和敬拜是这么重要，如果你没有做这些事的时候，你的生命其实是一路走下坡。
And this is the kind of prayer that Jesus talked about.
这个就是耶稣所说的祈祷。
When you're in battle for your very soul, for the life of faith, when you're in battle, when you're falling in a deep pit, it's through prayer that gets you out.
当你在这个争战的里面，当你跌入这个深坑的里面，是祈祷去帮助你去脱离这些困境。
And so what does the psalmist do actually in prayer?
那这个诗人在祈祷里面去做什么呢？
Well, I only have a few more minutes, so I'm only going to give you a few here. I could give you a lot more next week. But here are some things that he does.
我只要可以提到几一点。
Faith slide 9. First, he admits he was wrong.
首先他承认他是错。
You have to do that. Admit you were wrong. Verse 13, surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence.
他说我实在徒然洁净了我的心，徒然洗手表明无辜。
Again, that's an astonishing admission.
这个很惊人的发现，他这样承认自己做错。
See, when something is in vain, that means what? This is the purpose. I didn't get it.
他说徒然的意思就是说，这个才是那个目的，但我没有意识到。
What was the purpose of the psalmist before entering the sanctuary of God?
那这个诗人当他进入这个圣所之前，他的目的是什么？
His purpose was my life isn't going well.
他的目的就是讲到说，我的生命不是行得很好。
The psalmist might be saying, oh, I'm not making enough money.My career is in trouble, or my relationships haven't been going well. In other words, my life isn't going well.
可能他就是说，我未找够足够的钱，我的事业未有好好的发展。可能我跟人的关系不是发展得很好。其实讲到说我的生命其实不是行得很好。
And do you know what the psalmist is admitting?
这个诗人承认什么呢？
I was not serving God for God's sake.
他说我不是去为了神的缘故去服侍神。
I was not helping the poor for the poor's sake.
我不是为了那些穷人才去帮助那些穷人。
I was not telling the truth for truth's sake.
我不是为了这个真理才去讲这个真理。
I was doing it for my sake.
我是为了自己而去做这些事。
I was doing it so God would give me a good life.
我是为了神要给一个好的生命给我，我才去做这些事。
And he's not giving me a good life, so therefore everything I've done,is in vain.
但神没给我这些这样的好处，所以我所做的一切这些东西都是徒然。
That's self-pity.
这个很可怜。
That's self-absorption.
这个自我中心。
See, troubles happen, right?
Bad things happen to us. 困难会发生，坏的事会发生。
There's real sorrow in a fallen world.
在这个堕落的世界有真正的苦难。
I lost my dad when I was a young man.
当我年轻的时候，我失去了父亲。
You lose loved ones. That's painful.
你都失去过你所爱的人，这个是很痛苦的事。
You can have a tremendous career reversal.
你可以在你的事业里面有一个很大的转变。
There are real griefs in the world.
在这个世界里面真实很多的坏的事。
And obviously, when those things happen, you're going to feel bad.
而当这些事发生的时候，你会觉得很差，心情会很差。
They're going to weigh you down.
他们会去好像打低你一样。
But,If they bring you way down and destroy you, and you lose all hope, and you're very cynical about people, something's going on deep down in you.
但如果这些事去能够去打低你，以致到好像去摧毁你的生命的时候，其实在你心里面其实有些东西是
And you're bitter and you're angry, not just because of the circumstances or the griefs.
如果你心里边有苦毒有愤怒的时候，并不是因为你的周遭的环境有转变。
Here's what the psalmist is willing to admit.
诗人愿意承认的一样嘢。
Of what he was doing in service to the Lord was really not out of love for God.
他一切为神做的嘢，其实不是真的为了爱神的缘故。
It was self-love, love for himself. He was using God.
他为了爱自己，他其实是利用神。
Every time bad things happen to you, you wonder, why is God letting this happen to me?
每一次有坏事发生在你生命上面的时候，你就会问神，为什么神让这些事发生？
You know, when that thought comes to your mind, I think God is asking you something.
如果你有这样的想法的时候，其实神是问你一件事。
And our answer, you know what our answer usually is? I'm following you by faith because I want a better life.
我们的答案通常就是说，神啊，我用信心去跟随你，因为我想有一个好好的生命。
And to a great degree, we get into the Christian faith because we think he'll give us a better life.
甚至乎我们进入到这个基督徒的生活，这个信心的时候，我们以为神要给一个好的生命给我。
It's not so much loving God, you're using God.
其实你不是爱神，你只不过是利用神。
And I do this to get that.
我这样做，因为我想拿那些。
I'm not telling the truth for truth's sake, or I'm not serving God for God's sake. I'm not serving others for their sake. Bad things happen to us. We say, I've been trying to live a good life.
我们不是为了真理去讲真理，不是为了神去服侍神，不是为了穷人而去服侍穷人。当坏的事情发生的时候，你就会说，我尝试过一个正直的生活，一个好的生活。
You know why you're upset?
为什么你不开心？
The reason you've been living this good life is because you want a payoff.
你一路去过一个咁样所谓好嘅生活嘅时候，其实因为你想有回报。
And do you see what you're saying?
你知唔知你讲紧乜嘢咧？
Do you see that one of the reasons why you're so miserable is because of that attitude?
你明唔明白点解你喺一个咁痛苦嘅环境下边？其实是因为你那种的看法，那种的态度。
The psalmist realizes that he's never going to get out of the deep hole he's in, that he's in spiritually, unless he admits my problem. My despair is not simply because of the bad things that happened to me.
这个诗人意识到说，他永远不能够离开一个属灵的黑暗的状况，除非他承认这些事发生在他身上是因为他自己的缘故。
It's also because essentially,My goodness was really quite selfish.
同埋佢要承认就系话佢自己好嘅行为，其实系为咗自己嘅自私嘅心态。
And therefore, you were mistaken. It really wasn't goodness.
所以佢其实系谂错咗，你所做嘅并唔系因为唔系做嘅好事。
In prayer, you have to admit that. You have to admit your motives are impure.
在你的祈祷里面，你要承认你的动机是错误，是不纯正。
You want God to deliver the goods because of your goodness.
你想神是因为你做的好事而将一些好的东西去给你。
And God's saying to you, just like he said to Job, now we're going to see whether you're in this faith thing to serve me or to get from me.
而神就好似对你，好似对约伯咁样讲，就系话你喺呢个信心嘅生活上边，呢、这个喺基督徒嘅生命上边，其实系咪为咗喺我里边想攞一啲嘢咧
？You're either serving God for God's sake, or serving God for your sake.
你一系就系为咗神去服侍神，而唔系又或者你系为咗自己先至去服侍神。
And the psalmist when he comes into the sanctuary of God.Realizes he must admit, I was doing things for myself.
由呢个诗人嚟到呢个圣所嘅时候，佢承认话，其实佢做呢啲嘢系为咗自己。
And when that happens, the psalmist starts to really worship. The psalmist starts to really pray.
由呢个诗人就真正开始去敬拜，真正开始祈祷。
Because what's the difference? He sees God's perspective.On life.
因为他开始看到神，用神的角度去看生命。
He sees the bigger picture, and he sees the wisdom
of God.
佢開始睇到呢個大嘅圖畫，你佢睇到神當中嘅智慧。
And prayer always helps you to see the big picture.
祈禱經常會幫助你睇到呢個大嘅圖畫。
You have to get the helicopter view or the mountaintop view of things. Otherwise, you're lost. You're lost in the forest, right?
你需要好似坐喺直升機上邊喺好高嘅地方，或者喺個山頂上邊去睇。如果唔係，你只係睇到喺呢個樹林裏邊一小個部分。
Right, if you're on top of a mountaintop and see where you're supposed to be going, yeah, then you realize your mistake. You know, I was a little bit too far south. I got to go northeast.
當你喺呢個山頂嘅時候，你睇到有啲嘅路你行錯咗，我唔應該係向南行，而反之我應該要向北行。
And so you get a proper perspective of life, and an illustration, a proper perspective of the forest.
然後你對自己嘅生命應該要有一個正確嘅睇法，唔係好似喺個樹林裏邊去一個咁狹窄嘅睇法。
And from the mountaintop, you start to see clearly where you need to go.
然後喺呢個山頂上邊，你開始睇清楚你應該行邊一度。
You see clearly what God sees.
你睇清楚神佢點樣睇。
And what does the psalmist realize?
又睇到呢個詩人所睇到嘅。
God will bring judgment on the unrepentant.
就係話神會將呢個審判去帶到嗰啲唔悔改嘅人嘅裏邊。
And He will bring to the repentant His glory in the person and work of His Son Jesus.
又去一啲悔改嘅人，神會將佢帶到去基督嘅榮耀裏邊。
And so, what else does the psalmist in prayer? Get out of the downward spiral. What else does he say here?
同埋呢個詩人喺當中喺呢個祈禱裏邊仲講咗啲乜嘢咧？
Let me end with this. What did one see when you went into the temple, Jerusalem, the main part? What did you see?
當你進入呢個耶路撒冷嘅聖殿嘅時候，你會睇到啲乜嘢咧？
You saw an altar. What did they do?
你睇到呢個
altar in the temple.
在这个圣殿里面那个坛上面做些什么呢？他不断地杀杀杀。
Animal sacrifices.
就是说献上这个祭牲。
Blood everywhere.
血在坛的周围。
And every time Psalmist went to that temple, he saw dry blood on the altar. He would smell it.
当这个诗人每一次进入这个圣所的时候，你看到干了的血在这个坛的周围，他甚至乎去闻到。
Yes, he didn't understand why God said, do this, all these animal sacrifices. But he did know, had to do with something about atoning for sins.
没错，他不明白神为什么要求去杀这些动物做这个祭牲。但是他明白一点，就是说这些是要为了他的罪去赎罪。
Some way he understood God was trying to atone for sin somehow so he could be in his presence.
他明白到神要去为了他的罪去赎罪，以致他可以在神的同在里面。
Even though he didn't deserve to be in God's presence.
总之他是不配得在神的同在里面。
In the sanctuary, in Jerusalem, in the temple, the psalmist would see that. He would know what happened there.
然后他之后他应该会看到在耶路撒冷里面有什么事发生，在这个圣殿里面有什么事发生。
And he would sense God's presence.
他就会感到神的同在。
And he would say, this is amazing. I'm not perishing. I'm here. And I'm sensing the presence of God. I'm not being destroyed.
他说很奇妙，我在神的同在里面，但是我没被灭亡，我没被摧毁。
He's realizing God loves me anyway, despite of my foolishness, despite of my sinful thoughts.
他说纵使我这么愚蠢，我这么充满罪的思想，但是神都爱我。
And he's exhilarated. And his experience is incredible. It's wonderful. Why? Because he grasped the grace of God.
他说很奇妙，这个经历很难以置信，因为他捉到神的恩典。
Because to go into the sanctuary means to go to the gospel.
因為進入呢個聖所嘅意思就係進入到呢個福音裏邊。
Means to go to Jesus, who's the ultimate sacrifice.
即係話去到耶穌嘅裏邊，佢係嗰個終極嗰個祭牲。
And it's to see him dying on the cross.
去睇到耶穌基督喺十架上邊死。
For your sins.
係為咗你嘅罪。
I will believe, says the psalmist, that your love is greater than my sin.
这个诗人就说，我可以看到你对我的爱比我的罪是更加大。
And I now marvel, and I understand that you love me anyway and always.
然后我很诧异，但是我都明白到神爱我，无论我是一个怎样的人。
And I will repent.And I will believe,
然后我会悔改,
and I will turn,
我会相信我会转回,
to you again.
再次转向你。
Do you know about that?
你明明白这一点?
You must know about that in order to combat your doubts.
你一定要明白这一点以致你可以去向你那个疑惑去征战。
And not just up here.
不单在头脑上
面。You must sense it.In the presence of God.
你一定要感受到神的同在。
Father, I pray that your ever presence would be ever real to these my friends here.
听我们祈祷，你的同在对于我们在座的人里面是一个很真实的事情。
That's the only way we're going to follow you.
这个是唯一我们可以跟随你的方法。
It's the only way where we'll get to see.Your perspective of things.
唯一嘅方法，我哋去可以用你嘅角度去睇呢个事物。
And we will trust and follow you only when we know that you love us.
让我哋知道你爱我哋嘅时候，我哋先至可以跟随你。
Look, 30 to 40 minutes on a Sunday is not going to do it. It's not going to do it.
天父喺星期日里边，即系花30-40分钟系唔能够帮助我哋。
And so I pray that my friends here would.Truly seek your face in prayer. Seek your face.
我哋为在座嘅人去祈祷，求让佢哋系真系去寻求你嘅面，喺个祈祷里边去寻求你。
And know of your presence.
你睇到你嘅同在。
And respond to your love by loving you by being obedient to your ways.
然后用佢，让佢哋去爱你，去顺服你，然后去回应你嘅爱。
Well, this is the most practical thing that they could do, because again.Your Bible is not just a bunch of rules.
这个是他们能够真的能够实在可以去做到，因为圣经不是只是一堆的规条。
And as we learned in Sunday school, it's not just about moral exemplars.
也不是只是一些道德的标准或者例子。
Because there are few and far between in the Bible of any examples that are good.
因为圣经里面实在是没有一些很好的例子。
It's about what you have done for us.
而是因为是为你，是你自己为我们所做。
And we need to enter into the sanctuary of God.
而我们要进入到神的圣所里面。
To do battle with our envy and doubt.
向我们的嫉妒和怀疑去展开这个争战。
I pray, Father, today you would touch the hearts, the lives of people today.
让我们祈祷你今天就去触摸人的心。
With the truth of your word and the power of your Holy Spirit.
用你的话语，用圣灵的大能。
That people here would marvel that you love them anyway and always despite their sin.
让我们看到无论我的罪是怎样，但是你都爱我们，无论我们是怎样。
And that many would turn, confess their sins to you.Repent of their sins.
然后我们就会转回去承认自己的罪，去悔改，再次归向你。
And follow you with their lives.
用我们的生命去跟随你。
I pray that for the sake of the Christ.
我们为耶稣基督的名。
In his name I pray. Amen.
奉他的名祈祷。阿门。